Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is Value Side Midday. Today, what will the FOMC minutes say about tapering? That and today's market comment just ahead. Well, it's a thought on everyone's mind. When will the Fed taper and by how much? Will they cut back on their monthly bond purchases, or will they also raise interest rates? Now, we should get at least some of the answers to those questions when at 2 p.m. Eastern Time today, the Federal Reserve releases the minutes of its latest meeting held back on September 21 and 22. And we should see some discussion of the taper among members of just how the Fed should proceed. Earlier this morning, we had the latest report on inflation, which remained at the highest of the year, 5.4%. This would seem to give credence to the hawkish side of the Fed and would indicate that some sort of monetary tightening is now in order. We'll have to wait a couple of hours from now for that release. It comes at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, turning over to the trading desk, it's a mixed market in stocks, with the Dow and NASDAQ currently down, S&P higher. The big movers so far today have been gold, up nearly 2%, and interestingly, the long maturity bonds. The long bond is currently higher in price, up about a percentage point. Here's the short version of what that likely means. Bonds do well when the economy slows. Raising interest rates may slow the economy. Voila, bonds are up today. We'll talk more about this in an upcoming podcast. So stay tuned for today's market comment. What's up with J.P. Morgan earnings? Just ahead. Well, it's often said that it's rarefied air on Wall Street. Well, if that's true, the air is even more rare uptown at the Park Avenue headquarters of the nation's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase. I almost said the nation's largest commercial bank, but with the repeal of Glass-Steagall, the House of Morgan became so much more than just a commercial bank. Today, the Morgan is the second largest mergers and acquisition firm in the world, a business they were barred from under the aforementioned Glass-Steagall. And it was mergers and acquisitions that were the real driving force behind J.P. Morgan's stellar earnings today. The street estimates were for Morgan to earn about $3 per share, but in fact, they beat that, coming in at a $3.74 per share mark. And over a quarter of that revenue came from mergers and acquisitions, M&A. And this underscores the two-tier economy that we have. On the one hand, there's the economy of you and me, one measured in terms of products and services, the everyday commercial interchange of everyday business. But on the other hand is the economy of finance, a world in which whole companies are bought and sold, merged into mega firms, generally in technology, building the dominant enterprises that really drive this economy. We all know the names so well. Walmart, Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft. We watch them every day when we look at the stock market. And as I've pointed out before, these are, by and large, less technology companies and more investment bankers themselves. A quick look at Wikipedia shows literally hundreds of companies that these firms have acquired in becoming what they are today. Google acquiring YouTube and Fitbit, PayPal acquiring Honey, Verizon purchasing AOL and Yahoo, Cisco acquiring AppDynamic, and the list literally goes on and on and on. And each acquisition becomes an integral part of what makes the parent company what it is. Imagine Google without YouTube, or Verizon without AOL. And J.P. Morgan has been the perfect facilitator for all this, providing bridge loans and M&A expertise that has helped make today's acquisitions possible. That's why Morgan's M&A services surged to $3 billion this quarter and now represents over a quarter of Morgan's total revenue. Now, I would be missing all of this if I didn't point out the other partner in this equation, the unsung hero, which really makes it all possible. That's right, it's the stock market, With a red-hot bull market like we've had for literally years now, acquisitions become the principal way companies expand. It is, after all, easier to put together a deal using your newly appreciated stock than it is to actually build something. Better to buy your competitor out than outcompete him. And so we should expect to see more and more deals for as long as this bull market remains. But should the market falter, then we will see the M&A business dry up as it does during each and every bear market. Now, one final note on Morgan's earnings. For those concerned about the nation's health, you'll be happy to know that the Federal Reserve, at least, has essentially declared that the worst of the pandemic is now over. The Fed allowed J.P. Morgan to release $2.1 billion from its reserves, reserves that the Fed determined would be needed for the pandemic, but not now. That release contributed about 20% of Morgan's bottom line. And that's the value side for Wednesday, October 13. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.